Le'ilo nishmas rav kleinu mishkamen ben rabbeinu eli melech. Gidin perk test mishna aleph. Hamagarish es ishto va'omer lo harei at mutaris l'chol adam elo l'ploni. Person divorces his wife and says to her that you are mutter to marry everybody except Ploni, except Jack. Reb Eliezer matir. Reb Eliezer says this is mutter. Why? Because there's a din by a grusha. The halacha is the Torah says that a grusha can't marry a kohen. But there's a din by a grusha that even if a man tries to divorce his wife and he asks her to the whole world except himself, in other words, he says to her that I'm divorcing you, but you can't marry anybody else except me, that would actually passel her from kahuna. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, if that's going to passel her from kahuna, then if a person would divorce his wife and do the flip side, where he would matter for the whole world except for one person, then that should work too. The Chachamim Eiser, the Chachamim Aser it, because you can't learn the halachas of a kahuna from just passeling a woman, for passeling her for kahuna. That can't be learned from that to regular dinim of gittin, of divorcing. Therefore, according to Chachamim, it's not a good gittin. It has to be a complete krisus. It has to be a total separation, and she has to be able to marry anybody that she wants. There can't be any strings attached. Kate said, Yasa. So how should he do it? In this case, if he already said, Harayat mutaris l'chol adam ela l'ploni, he should, Yitlenu heimena v'yachsa v'yitnena lo. He should take it from her, give it back to her, v'yomrla, and then say to her, Harayat mutaris l'chol adam, and then say to her that you are mutter for everybody. However, the Rav points out, if he would give it, if he said, Haray zekitech, but he doesn't say, you're divorced except for this person. He says, you're divorced on condition that you don't marry that person. So this is like any other condition. There, even the Rabbanan agree that it's a get, and it's like any other Tanai. Like if he says this is a get, if you don't go there or go there, whatever kind of Tanai he makes. So it's just the condition part, but it's not the krisus, the actual get, the divorce itself, can't have any strings attached. And the Rabbi points out that the person can't say this is a get on condition that you marry this person, because they shouldn't say that men are just giving wives to each other as a matana. The Rabbi also points out that anytime you're using a tanai, it should not be given before the get. If a tanai is set out before the get is given, then the get is puzzle. Rather, it should be right after he gives it to her, then he should make a tanai. And the Mishnah ends, Vim ksavo besocho afu pishachazer mechako puzzle. And if he actually writes in the get that she's mutter to everybody except for Jack, which we know the Chum Aseret, even if he goes and he says, oh, I shouldn't have wrote that, and he erases except for Jack, except for Ploni, it's still puzzle. And Taisa says the reason is because the whole get was written not to marry Jack. So even though you take out those words, the rest of the get was really written for that purpose. And that's not called krisis. So therefore, you have to rewrite the whole thing.